I was just out of high school working at theaters selling popcorn. And by looking at the parts between the main features, I was looking at the Marines making the landing, coming in on the barges, you know, jumping off the barge with the rifle, crawling on the sand and whatnot. And I said, wow, I could do that. I'd love to do that. So I talked it over with my dad. And so I told him I planned to go to see the Marine recruit. There were only two African-American who had gone to the Marine Corps from my hometown. One lived three doors above me. So he had come home and talked to me about the Marine Corps. I didn't think there was any young man in the nation more physically fit than I was. Now, Mumford Point itself, we always said it was just cleared out of the boondocks. They cut the trees down smooth as sand, and that's where they built Mumford Point, the camp for us. January 1st, February, somewhere about, it snowed about 4 or 5 inches one day, and we looked out and saw all the snow. Oh, we're going to stay in today. We stayed in about an hour later, and 30 minutes after we got out there, all that snow was packed down. We did not live in barracks. They were huts. These were hastily put together. The walls looked like it was made of beaver board. You could almost run your fist through the wall. And 30 men lived in each one. And doing boot camp training, during a downtime, the DI, the drill instructor, asked her if any of the guys could drill the platoon. And they pointed the fingers at me. Well, we would get behind the huts and we'd practice drilling the guys, two and four and maybe six. And so I got pretty good at calling cadence, and so the boys pointed out that I could do it. So I told him, he said, well, how about going to a DI school? So I said, I'll let you know when I come back. So I mentioned it to my dad, and he said, it's up to you. I took one group through, and that was it. So that was enough for me. After we completed the training, I was in an ammunition company. It was Lejeune. And we went out on barges. Now these barges, the front end would lower, and then we would jump off in the water, crawl up on the beachhead, crawl up on the sand. We were given blanks for our rifles and firing our blanks. And most time there was another company up on the beachhead. They were firing back at us, popping the caps in there. Just before going overseas, we made so many landing, we hardly had dry clothes to put on. We'd make a landing in the morning and one in the afternoon. And during that time, the water was real cold out on the beach, Onslow Beach. When we went overseas, we loaded up all our gear and went from there to Norfolk, from Norfolk round through the canal, and Hawaii was the first place we stopped. One platoon went to two other islands in Hawaii, and one went to Saipan. Okay, we had the worst of it all. Yeah, but I'll say this about the Marine Corps: it taught me discipline. I'm in favor of all teenagers being exposed to some type of discipline, and the military will give it to them, and I think make better citizens out of them all the way around.